BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, welcome to Strong Message here. Strong Recommend, our cultural recommendations for the dying summer and a look at their impact on language. I am Amanda Nucci.
I'm Helen Lewis.
And for our final episode, what have you brought in? You brought in a book.
I have. I've gone back with an old favourite because over the summer I like to treat myself to doing some light rereading, and I have reread Going Postal by Terry Pratchett. And Terry Pratchett is, along with Jane Austen, my favourite author.
Do you know, so many people have told me you must read Terry Pratchett.
You must
read
Pratchett.
And I haven't.
You're a renegade. You won't be dictated to.
He's on my list. There's just so much I still haven't read that I must read. But
I think he's probably the finest comic novelist of the 20th century.
People say principally because he's funny.
And
he's
I think people underrate him because he's a fantasy author, and they see the swords and the sandals. And particularly the early covers. They had a cover artist called Josh Kirby, who did sort of big-breasted maidens in chainmail. And I think a lot of people thought, this is not for me.
Yes, I hope that wasn't why people were recommending it to me as like, you'll enjoy these.
No, he's just the funniest writer. And I think you'd like him because you love Dickens, because the characters are so funny and rounded. In it, the Ankh-Morpork series, which is about this sort of city that's industrialising, there's the Unseen University, which is a great parody of every slightly irritating bureaucratic organisation that you will ever be in. Not saying that in any way it resembles the BBC.
Oh, no. But Dickens had Circumlocution Office in Little Dorrit.
Right. But it's got that
kind of... legislation went to die.
And they have the Arch-Chancellor of it. The Arch-Chancellors keep dying in magical accidents, except for Ridcully, who was just sort of shouts at things to get things, and he's a sort of Jeremy Clarkson kind of vibe, where he's just sort of bellows at stuff, but that sort of means he's immune to sort of dying, like, in ways that sort of smarter people would. Anyway, Going Postal, lots of the middle section of Terry Pratchett's career is concerned with changing technology. And so in this one, the background to it is that someone has invented the clax, which is basically a semaphore transmission system, and for the first time you can now convey information across places.
A sort of web, as it were.
Exactly. It's like an early internet. And this has changed how fast information goes. It's been taken over by wrong-uns, who have worked the clax towers to the bone, essentially. And, you know, a kind of sort of like venture capitalists who are sort of asset stripping this. Anyway, the patrician, who is the benevolent dictator, who's called Vetinari, because it's based on the Medici, it's one of those Terry Pratchett jokes, decides that he's going to get a condemned con man, essentially, to run the post office, which has fallen into disrepair
many years before,
on the basis that who better than a con man to give people the idea that this kind of old, outdated thing can kind of work.
You see, the post office would have had a more convincing case if they'd said under examination, you see, what we were doing was trying to echo Terry Pratchett's writing with the way we performed in how we oversaw. I think more people would have...
So it would have been more convincing than the explanation they actually offered. So Terry Pratchett is obsessed in lots of them with story, like the power of stories, how stories want to be told and how powerful words are. And so there's a whole bit where they go into the old post office building, which is beautiful, high-ceilinged kind of thing, and it's filled with unsent letters, which start whispering to the main character because they want to be sent.
Oh.
You know, they want to be heard. Yeah. And they kind of bend reality around themselves. And I just thought that's such a kind of...
Well, that's it. I'm going to go out. There's loads of them, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's 24 or more. I think you can start anywhere. I started with Mort, which is the fourth one, which is essentially the premise of which is that Death gets an apprentice,
right,
who's called Mort. But the two strands of them that I love the most is one, the Ankh-Morpork City Watch ones, and then there's ones with witches, with Granny Weatherwax. So either of those series, I would start with Guards, Guards, which is the first of the Ankh-Morpork ones.
Okay.
But I think you could read this one.
And Going Postal is where, in that kind of mythology or chronology or...
Later on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. A bit later on. Can I read you a couple of quotes and we'll give you an idea?
And
you can tell me whether or not you think this is funny. What kind of man would put a known criminal in charge of a major branch of government, apart from, say, the average voter? I just thought that was very, like, that's sort of very...
It kind of writes itself,
very
doesn't
Trumpian,
it?
There's this really beautiful idea in it, which is that the bad people who take over the clax, one of the things that they do is they murder one of the workers to cover up some of the bad stuff that's happening. And the people who work on the clax decide that, you know, someone never really dies until their name isn't spoken anymore, so they're going to send his name up and down the clax with this code in front of it, GNU. And when Terry Pratchett died, people decided they would do the same thing, GNU, Terry Pratchett, and write it into website code so that his name would always
still be
like lingering in this kind of ghost of it on the web, which I just think is really beautiful.
I think you're right about a world of fantasy and myth is never really regarded in terms of people who assess what is proper literature or proper art. It's the same with sci-fi. It's the same with comedy. You know, these things are seen as entertainments and therefore not as serious.
Right. As, but I think if you love Uriah Heep and you love Mrs. Jellyby, you will find characters like that in Pratchett. I think it is an Armando shaped.
No, you know, I probably for the last 30 or 40 years, I've had people tell me that I must read Terry
and
Pratchett.
You just and don't.
And it's not, I've not tried to avoid it. I've just thought, yes, I should, I suppose. But now you've gone and done it. So I will go out. And what's the one I should start with?
You could start with Guard's Guard. You could start with Going Postal. I think you.
Yeah, I'll work it out.
I believe in you.
I believe in you being able to get the backstory.
But I think that the Ankh Morpork ones I think would be very interesting too because they are about technological information. They're about a medieval city becoming industrialised. That's the backdrop to them. But they also, I just think, I love recommending these novels to people because they read themselves. You will read them in a day and there's loads of them. Imagine the joy of just being like, there's all these books that are amazing and it's not there's three of them. There's like 20 of them. It's amazing.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, great. Well, I will. I'll do that
then. Sold.
Yeah. So you may well have partially changed my life.
I don't think I was going to get you into Elden Ring, but I think Terry Pratchett, I think I might have finally succeeded on.
That's our last recommendation for the summer, Going Postal by Terry Pratchett, and indeed all of Terry Pratchett. We will be back next week with the full fat version of the show. Strong message here. We'll be here. Until then, it's goodbye from myself. I'm Andy Nucci.
And it's goodbye from me, Helen Lewis.
And don't forget to subscribe on BBC Science. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.